In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the fifth and sixth Mishnah from the first parak of Masechet Midot. And the Mishnah begins, Veshabat Zafon. So we continue learning about the various gates that were in the wall around the Azara, the temple courtyard. And the three remaining ones were the ones in the north. So the Mishnah begins by saying that the first of which was Shar HaNitzotz. This was, again, the first of which we're saying the one that was most westward, so the furthest away from Shar Nicanor. And Mishnah says, "Well, Kaminach Sadraya, it was built like a porch over it, such that Valiyah Banuy Al Gabav, that there was like another room or like an attic, well, not literally an attic, but more like a balcony that was built on top of it. Shah Konim Shmirim Malamala, that the Konim used to perform Shmirah, they stood watch. This is one of the three places that they did so. They would perform above, and then the Levim again, one of the places was that they had to stand watch was this Shaar, but they would do so at the floor level, not above in Aliyah. Or Petah Chayalo Lechel. And there was an opening from there to the Chel. Now the Chel was a region it said it has 12 steps here, but it was about 10 amot wide between the wall that surrounded the Azara, also surrounded Ezra Nashim next, or I should say east of it. And so between that wall and the Soreg, which was a small mechitza, a small partition that was at a space, as we've already explained, 10 amot away. So it's saying that there was an opening from the Beit HaNitzotz, that Shar HaNitzotz, I should say, to this Chel. Submission continues. Or Sheinil, the second one, is Shar HaKorban, through which they would bring korbanot that they offered in the northern side of the Mizbeh of the Azara, so all the Kodshei Kodshim. And Shlishi Lo, the third is a Beit HaMoked. So Beit HaMoked refers to the Shar of the Beit HaMoked, which we learnt about back in Masechet HaTamid, and that's where the Kohanim slept the night before. They performed Avod in the Beit HaMidash, and from there they entered the Azara. And interesting, though, this Shar Korban is an interesting one. In Kati's pictures, it has this Shar in front of the Beit HaMoked, whereas I've seen the pictures here in Matifta, it actually has it next to it, which kind of makes sense if we're talking about three in a row. Does appear in the diagrams to have many more sharim, but again, this is the sharim that the Mishnayot mention, because our opinion is that there were not just seven, there are even more than that. Oh, well, we might touch on that later. Let's continue. Now, Mishnah Vav. V'arba l'shachot hayu b'beit ha-moked. There were four little chambers inside the Beit HaMoked, which we discussed about in Masechet HaTanit. Kitonot p'tuchot l'traklin. It was almost like the Beit HaMoked was like a big traklin, like a big hall, and these were small side rooms in this hall. Shtayim b'kodesh, shtayim b'chol. Now, since the Beit HaMoked, the way Kahati's picture has it here, it was sort of bridging both the space of the Azara and outside the Azara, it made it that half of it was Kodesh and half of it was Chol, meaning half of the space was considered as the Kedusha of the Azara, whereas the other half did not. So therefore, two of the chambers, if we're talking about these little rooms, were in the corners, so two of these rooms would be in the Kodesh and two of them would be in the area that's not Kodesh. V'roshei pispesin mavdil ben Kodesh lechol. And there were these blocks of wood that would separate between these two regions, so it was clear exactly which, if you were in the Kodesh section of the Chol, so you could know when you're transitioning between the two. Interesting here, how was this Heker, how was this division, how was it built? One understanding is it was actually along the floor. I think that's Shittat Rambam. Another understanding was actually on the side of the walls. Importantly, the way the Tosafot Yom Tov explains that opinion is that it was the wood part was in the Chol side, not in the Kodesh side, and it signified that it was a Chol side because you're not allowed to plant trees in the Azara, or wood, like, as in that's what the wood reference is, so it was clear this side, the side with the wood is the Chol side, not the Kodesh side. What were these little rooms used for? Maravid Dromit, the west, southwestern one, which we said is the, again, anything on the west is closer to the Azara side. Sorry, anything on the south is on the Azara side. So that's the one that's bridging the Kodesh, because if you recall, this building, if you're not looking at a picture here, is on the northern side of the Azara. So therefore, the southern half of it is the Kodesh. So, and the western one is, again, deeper into the Azara. So that's, we explained already back in Masechet HaTamid, that's Lishchat La'ei Korban. That is where there was no less than six different lambs there that were checked, so in order that we have the Korbanot checked in days prior to their offering. As we discussed many times before back in Masechet Arachin. Dromit Mizrachit, the southeastern one, so that's its partner room, but now on the Chol side, so outside. Let me correct that. Not in the south. That's also on the Kodesh side. It's his partner one on the Kodesh side, which again we discussed. It's because, as I explained, anything on the southern side is on the Kodesh side of the Beit HaMoked. Sorry to make that clear. That was Lishchat, as we explained in Masech Tamid, where they prepared the Lechem HaPanim, the showbread that would be on the Shulchan in the Heichal from Shabbat to Shabbat. Mizrachit Tzfonit. So Mizrachit Tzfonit, now looking at our map, that is on the Mizrach, so the Tzfonit side is on the Chol side. Mizrachit is closer to the Shar Nicanor, that corner, so it's an opposite corner from the Lishchat Tlaim. Ba ganzu bnei chashmonai et avnei hamizbeach shiktsu malchei Yavan. Back in Misapta Tamid, we described this Lishchat as a Lishchat Chotamot, which we explained at the time people would pay and get tokens to get the various Mesachim they needed for their Korbanot. And they'd use a token to retrieve. Here, the Mishnah describes it differently. That's when the Bnei Chashmonai, in the times of Hanukkah, that is, when they came back and took control of the Beit HaMikdash again, and because the Mizbeach had been used for Avodah Zarah purposes, they had to take those stones and put them and just store them away, put them in Geniza, and they were stored away simply in that. And where were they stored? In this location, in this small room. Tzfonit Ma'aravit, the final room, that was Ba Yordim LeBeit HaTfilah. We explained back in Masechet Tamid, if the Kohen overnight became Tameh, he would go down, there was a staircase in there, in that room, and he would go down under the Azara, where there was a mikvah for him to immerse. There was also a toilet there that had lock on it. It was referred to as Beit Kavod, I think. Sorry, Beit Kisa Shel Kavod, exactly. And down there was also a fire that they could warm themselves up after this Kohen had immersed in the mikvah. And that's also why it was called Lishchat Beit HaMoked, because of the fire that was there for the Kohen to warm himself after he immersed. If you recall, just a bit of revision here, after he returned from immersing in the mikvah to the Beit HaMoked, we would have to wait there till morning, because since he was still considered a tful yom, he would still consider a light or second degree level sheni latuma. He would the next morning, that's when he would leave there. He wouldn't be able to enter with his kohanim to the azara to do the avodah. He would have to go out the other exit or the other gate to the chol side, because he wouldn't be able to engage in avodah with his other kohanim. And those are the Mishnah today.